For today's GeoQuiz, a game of Teho, anyone? Teho is a game with roots in a central state of Colombia. We want you to name that state. It's no easy assignment, we know that. There are 32 states or departments in the South American nation, but the one we're looking for has several distinctions. It's nicknamed the Land of Freedom because it was the site of fierce battles during Colombia's fight for independence from Spain. And this state is nestled in the Andes of Colombia's Cordillera Oriental. And last but not least, this state is home to Colombia's national sport. Teho is nothing like cricket or soccer or baseball or even pool, even though it sounded like it. Think flying horseshoes that pop like firecrackers when they hit their mark. The rules of the game and the name of this Colombian state that borders Venezuela are coming up in just about a minute. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The national sport of Colombia was a clue in our GeoQuiz today, and we're not talking about soccer or baseball, even though Colombians are darn good at both of them. We're talking about Teho, T-E-J-O, which is a game that resembles a cross between horseshoes and some raucous 4th of July party. The World's Stephen Dudley reports from the reputed birthplace of Teho, which is also the answer to our GeoQuiz.
Boyacá is a mountainous province about 2 hours north of the capital city, Bogotá, and it's where Teho was supposedly born hundreds of years ago. On this sunny Sunday at a Teho pitch here, one player cracks a beer. He and his five friends are squaring off at the cantina aptly named the Black Guy's Store, after its owner Jorge Julio, the only dark-skinned Colombian in the region. With beers in one hand and their tejos in the other, the good old boys are ready to go. Jorge Julio says the key to the game is to distract your opponent. Make the other guys laugh, he says, by telling a joke or commenting on them. A tejo is a small metal puck-like object that is tossed at a square clay target some 40 feet away. The game looks a lot like horseshoes, with a metal ring in the middle of the clay instead of a stake. What's more, the rings enclose a paper triangle filled with gunpowder that sounds like a firecracker when the tejista hits his mark. It seems odd that this is the country's national sport, since Colombians seem to take it as seriously as they take their drinking. Indeed, many, like day laborer Jose Antonio Aguirre, believe that Teho requires a certain amount of lubrication, if you will. Beer and Teho go together, he says, because it's all part of the fun. But there are some who are trying to change this perception. The president of the National Teho Federation is Plinio Mendoza. Teho, he says, was once a game of the elite.
Quienes mejores o quienes tenían el privilegio de jugarlo eran los caciques.
The ones who played were the caciques, the chiefs, he says. These Indian aristocrats tossed their tejos while surveying their vast swaths of land, he adds. Mendoza says the Spanish colonists rejected the sport and left it to the poor Indians, where it stayed for hundreds of years. As a member of the Colombian Congress, Mendoza sponsored the law that turned Teho into Colombia's national sport. But it will take more than laws to change the image of this sport. On a dreary afternoon, Bogota's Teho All-Star team practices its form in the back of a bar. It competes regularly in tournaments throughout the country, and there's a serious air about the competition, including measures like breathalyzers and urine samples to weed out the drunks. Jaime Soto is a two-time national champion and the coach of Bogota's team. He says Teho may go professional someday, but he also admits there's a stigma attached to the sport that may be hard to shake. Yeah, maybe people have five or six beers to calm their nerves, he says. But it's a lie that they play better if they drink. Back at the black guy's store in Boyacá, things are heating up. The players are staring closely at the tejos in the square clay pit, trying to determine who was the closest to the center ring. After a ruling is made, the losers protest. This is important, one of them says. This is for a case of beer. For the world, I'm Stephen Dudley in Boyacá, Colombia.